But one of the things that the Hopis talk about, and one that has fascinated me the most, and this is really going to put people on their ears, is, and we can tie a lot of this together, the legend of the two suns.
The blue sun, or something like that?
Well, no. There's actually one called the legend of the two suns.
All right, tell us about this.
All right. In this legend, and this is my perception in comparing it with other ancient texts, what if one day you go to bed and the sun sets in the east, and the next day when you get up, the sun sets in the west?
Well, I'd say, how did this flip-flop occur?
Well, polarities reverse, and if polarities are going to reverse, and I know this is out there for a lot of folks, that means to an incredible degree that the rotation of all the dynamics also have to reverse.
At that moment, in a split second,
well,
how's
right.
it going to be done?
All right, let's look at something that Edgar Cayce says and many other prophets, that there will be a period, and I love the ancient prophecy series that came on TV, 3 days of darkness.
That included Nostradamus, didn't
it? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But what are 3 days of darkness? There's one thing everybody overlooks with all of the heteroclitaceous, bifurcating movie syndromes that go on down there. They have to show the gloom and doom. But what's 3 days of darkness? There's one thing everybody's overlooked, George.
What's that?
How about 3 days of insanity?
How
about 3 days of darkness of mind?
Could be.
How about 3 days of not knowing which end is up? How about 3 days of not knowing which way to go? There's also something Edgar Cayce and many other prophets have said, and that's simply this, that in that time you will become so heavy that you will not be able to get off the floor. You see, people seem to think that gravity is a function of Earth rotation. No, it's not. The reason you and I have the ability to get up and walk around is because the Earth rotates. That if it stops rotating, you're not going to be able to get off the floor.
If it stops rotating, we're in trouble.
Why is that?
At least for a while.
For about 24 hours. And you know what's really interesting? When you look in the Bible. The Bible, in the book of Joshua, says, "And the sun stood still in the sky for about a day." And you know what else is interesting? When you look at the Mayan text, they record a 24-hour period of darkness, so that's not the first time that's happened.
So this sounds like a rotation stops.
Yes, sir. Do you know right now, do you know that right now, Earth is 2 inches fatter at the equator?
Yes, I know that. It's
and
got,
you realize
got this
that
bulge to it.
Several years ago when we had that huge El Nino, that the heat from the ocean created drag, which slowed the Earth's rotation down?
By a bit.
Yes, sir. And this global warming thing, I don't know what's up with scientists, but Earth is not heating from the outside in, it's heating from the inside out. And do you know what that's doing? Not only creating Mother Earth as giving her a little weight at the equator, but it's also creating drag, slowing the Earth's rotation down. Geologists, I believe it was 5 years ago, took ice core samples in Greenland, and they found out that there was a global warming 25,000 years ago.
This has happened before.
Yes, it has, 25,000 years ago. Now, if you remember something I said earlier on in the show, we're facing the conclusion of two cycles, a 5,000 and a 25,000-year cycle. Well, if they had a greenhouse effect 25,000 years ago, my first question has always been, I wonder what they were driving then. Nothing.
I've always said that.
Okay.
Always have said we're in a cycle. We may have speeded things up a bit, but not much.
No, I think we're right on time.
Yeah,
it's not behind, it's not ahead, we are specifically right on time.
And it was just supposed to be.
Yes, and this global warming, people go, oh, I don't know, Stephen, that's a little off the wall. What's the highest, what would you say is the highest visible vibration that you can see?
The highest visible vibration that we can see?
Yes, sir.
On this planet?
Yeah, in this reality. How about a fire?
A fire?
Yes, a flame. It's the highest, highest vibrating physical thing that we can see with the naked eye.
I was going to say an earthquake. But
well, then
hold on, we've lost you. You all right there, Stephen?
That got me.
You okay?
Yeah, no, I just swallowed in the wrong tube.
All right.
No, an earthquake is an end result of a metaphysical reason. A fire or flame or heat is the end result of higher vibration. Higher vibration creates higher temperature. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. Higher vibration gives the semblance of time moving faster. Higher vibration gives the semblance of something about to happen, which we are curious about and we don't know.
Well, you know, you talk about being curious. When you talk about the possibility of a major landmass change.
Absolutely.
Now, you're talking about a planetary-wide, not just the Japan area,
no,
right?
I'm talking about continental United States. I'm talking about South Central America, Europe, Middle East.
Are we going to have, like, bodies of land just fall right off into the ocean?
Absolutely.
Is this Edgar Cayce map time?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
In fact, I believe one of the greatest maps I've ever viewed is entitled I Am America Map, and it comes from...
Yeah, that's Lori Toy.
Yes, out of Oregon.
Yep.
It's something I've seen since I was about 7 or 8 years old.
She was just on the program last week.
Well, look at that. There's one of those...
Synchronicities.
Absolutely.
And Gordon Michael Scallion, he's done this.
Yes.
And all of them have similarities in major... massive changes.
Yes. One of the reasons for that, George, is if we really thought about it, let's say we vibrate at a higher rate. Let's say that it is the awakening of the soul. Let's say that it is the awakening of the divine. We need less physicality to operate with. And for every physical reality that we have, there is a metaphysical reason or interpretation for that. Which means if we need less physicality, we need less landmass. Now, interestingly enough, that if we look back at an ancient prophecy that says that the matriarchal will take over, most people don't realize that water is a perfect representation of feminine energy. Land is a perfect representation of masculine energy. Night is feminine, day is masculine. And if we step into more of a feminine vibration, then that means we need less landmass to actually operate with.